This is Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. All right, let's try a little experiment. We are going to tell you a story about millennials. And whether you're a millennial or a boomer or an Xer, you're probably thinking, I'm pretty sure I know what kind of story this is going to be. You're thinking you've already heard whatever cliche or stereotype we are about to trot out. But what if we didn't do that? What if a recent survey about retirement savings actually told a whole different story than the one you're expecting? Let me blow your mind. Okay. There are a couple cliches in here, but only for illustration. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more.
Far from the image of millennials as flighty, parents, basement-dwelling, work-avoiding, self-absorbed emoji lovers, a cross-generational survey about retirement savings finds they seem to get the new realities.
Millennials are getting a big head start on saving for retirement compared to other generations.
Catherine Collinson is president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, which does the annual survey. It's a nonprofit that gets funding from the insurance company. The survey finds the median millennial started saving for retirement at age 22, far sooner than Gen X or baby boomer folks did, and millennials are more than twice as likely to have regular talks about their personal finances. Douglas Bonaparte is a financial planner and a millennial himself.
We saw throughout our childhood and into adulthood the decline of pensions are almost non-existent. So we're very aware that when it comes to retirement or financial independence, it's something that we have to take into our own hands.
But that's not to say that millennials are all set. Matt Rutledge is an economist at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College.
Every generation really underestimates how much they're going to need to save for retirement. And the millennials are certainly no exception there.
That's in line with what Mary Beth Storjahan sees. She's a financial planner with many younger clients.
Even when they're saving, depending on what their income is, it might not be enough. I think a lot of people don't understand what is enough.
And that's a question every generation has to deal with. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.